Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And there are millions who are believers and claim Jesus as their Savior, but they got no time for Him, for service. And it is so much like what we just got through reading. They've got business to attend to. They've got marriage and family to attend to. They've got this to attend to, and they can't come. And they don't realize they got time for everything else, but they got no time for Him. And they can spend money on everything else, but they got none for Him. Saints, this is not okay. Is it? It's not okay. Doesn't mean we can't have anything else in our life, but He should be first. Shouldn't He? Should He be first? I'm convinced He's supposed to be number one. Epi's a good example of this kind of soldier mentality. We might call him Sergeant Epi. I don't know. He said, Epi is my brother. Epi is my fellow worker and my fellow soldier. He and I, soldiers, we cut from the same cloth. How many think that made Epi feel good when he heard this letter read? Paul. Man who's had visions of the Master is saying, me and Epi, fellow soldiers, fellow workers. He's your messenger, and he ministered to my wants. I needed some things, and he took care of me. But you're going to see that it cost him to do it. Verse 26, he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness because you had heard that he had been sick. Now, this is a different mentality. It shows you a soldier. More people feel bad if you don't know that they're sick. And you're not calling and sending cards and, you know, man, this fellow just lay over here and die. Nobody check on him, you know. No, it bothered him that they would have been upset hearing he was sick. He would rather they hadn't even heard about it till he overcame it, and then they just hear the testimony. See, a mature child of God doesn't want you burdened with their attacks and their challenges and their issues. It bothers them if it's bothering you. That's love, isn't it? Love doesn't want you bothered. Love doesn't want you burdened. For verse 27, indeed he was sick, nigh unto death. He about died. But God had mercy on him. Wonder if God still has mercy on people that's about dead.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he does. God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. When God heals your friends, he did something for you.
Yes.
Right? When God heals your family and your loved ones, your friends, he didn't only have mercy on them, he had mercy on you too. Right? I sent him therefore the more carefully that when you see him, so apparently now he's healed. Right? Apparently now he's healed. He's able to travel. He's being sent on another errand, mission. That when you see him, you may rejoice and I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with... He didn't say grab him and start crying and go, oh, we heard what a trial you've been through, brother. Oh, God, it was awful, wasn't it? No, it's time to rejoice. Mission completed. Body healed. Ready for another one. I'm going to believe Epi was one of those very gladly spend and be spent. Paul said he's a soldier just like me. He's a soldier. Reckon how many church-going folk see themselves as real soldiers in the kingdom of God. Mission capable, mission ready. Oh. These things don't begin outside. Don't think, well, I got this. I don't know what I could do. Are you willing?
Yes.
That's where it starts. It's accepted not according to what a man or woman doesn't have, but what they do have, and right where you sit. You don't have to wait for one more moment to open up your heart to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm yours. Here am I. Send me, use me. I'm willing to very gladly spend and be spent to do what you want me to do, to accomplish your will in the earth. Is that your desire, saints? Is that your heart? Say it out loud. Lift up a hand. Say it out loud. Father God,
I am willing
to gladly spend and be spent for you. Everything I am, everything I have, everything I can do is yours. Send me. Use me. I'm willing. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Well, now I hope you meant it, because he takes that kind of thing very seriously. And you'll be getting an assignment here right away. You think so? I know so. The harvest is great. The laborers are few. You will be getting an assignment. That's not a question. You know what the question is? Will you do it? And it's easy to say, oh, yeah. It may be something he already told you to do. And he's just going to tell you again. Well, there's a reason you hadn't already done it. You see, so many folks, in their mind, they are ready to climb the highest mountain. They are ready to cross the widest sea. They think. And they like talking about it. They'll tear up and go, yes, anything for Jesus. And the truth is, they won't drive across town. And they won't climb the steps of the church house to be of service and do some small thing. It's easy to be romantic about all the stuff you'll do and all the stuff you're going to do one day. Yeah, one of these days. One of these days. One of these days, you'll be dead. One of these days. You know, the devil, if he can't get you to just say you're not going to do it, you know what his next attack is? Just put it off. Because you'll never do anything tomorrow. Because when tomorrow gets here, it's not tomorrow, it's today. And tomorrow is still off there. If the enemy can just push it off. You know, soon as we get the kids raised and through school, and as soon as I get this done, we get our house paid off, and as soon as we retire, as soon as this, as soon as that, your life is passing by. What's happening right now? What's been happening? This is life. This is it. It's happening. It's going on right now. If you're not doing what you're supposed to, you should make radical changes. Because this is, you know, contrary to some people's belief, there is no second, third time coming back through here.
That's right.
One time. One time. That's it. Epi had the right heart, the right attitude. He said, receive him with all gladness and hold such in reputation. Esteem people like Epi. Respect him. Why? He tells you, verse 30. Why esteem him? Why respect him? Because for the work of Christ, he was near to death. We know he got sick. We know he about died. Here we're told it was because of the work of Christ. One translation says he recklessly exposed himself. Maybe it was to the elements. But he did what it took, not regarding his life, in order to supply your lack of service toward me. Paul needed some things. I don't know what they were. But we know he needed some money and some stuff, because don't you remember in Philippians he talks about, you sent to me once and again. Well, Apparently, Epi was the one or one of the ones that got it from them to him. Maybe it was hostile government. Maybe he got wounded. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was too cold. It was too hot. It was too long. Whatever it was, when it started taking a toll on him, he didn't quit.
Right.
When it started costing him a lot, he just kept going. He kept going and he got it done, but he about died. But God had mercy on him. And Paul didn't correct him and say, "Now that was a foolish thing to do, Epi. Don't y'all do that." Mm-mm. He said, "Yeah, that's what I do too." Does he or not?
Yes.
Man, he crossed oceans in the most rickety boats. He bobbed like a cork out in the ocean for days and nights at a time. He'd go preach where he knew they wanted to kill him. If they stoned him, he'd get right back up and go preach to the same town the next day. Right?
Yeah.
Why? Not that he has a death wish. It's just that he loves God so much and he loves the people so much, he's willing to pay anything, anything to get this done. Do we still need people like this today? We need an army of people like this. Not like some religions that want to kill people and hurt people in the name of our religion. No, we're willing to sacrifice ourselves, like our master, like the Christ, to give and pay and spend and be spent. That needs would be met. That the gospel would be preached. That His will would be done. He said when this gospel's preached to the ends of the earth, He's going to come back. Right? So obviously it hadn't been fully done. So what can you do? What can I do to get this job done? Can you do something? Everybody can do something. Do you believe everybody can do something? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go to Matthew, the 22nd chapter, please. I tell you, let's go to Matthew 13 first. It's right there in the same vicinity. Matthew 13, verse 44. He said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, which when a man has found it, he hides, and for what? Joy. So you keep seeing that, don't you? Joy, gladness, rejoicing. For joy thereof, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. He sells what? All that he has, and is he sad about it? No, because he's getting something.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.